Yes, that's right. RDU 98.5. You're listening to The Burnt Breakfast. Right now, it is pretty much bang on 8 o'clock. 30th of November. God, that's disgusting. That's horrific. I don't want to think about that. So, right now, conveniently, I've got some very exciting guests in the studio right now. You may have just heard the ad for the Big and Strong pop-up that is happening. Well, I have the organisers, BB and Finn, in the studio with me. Good morning, guys.
Morena. Good morning.
How are we going?
Good.
Thank you.
What requires set up for a pop-up? Are you quite busy?
Yeah, we are very busy. We've actually moved into the space that we're hosting the pop-up into.
Yeah, right.
And so just lots of hanging artwork, setting up everything on tables, a lot of changing of minds, all of that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. So are you quite indecisive? And do you change your mind a lot?
I think it's just like sometimes you have to sleep on things.
Yeah.
We had friends around last night and had a few drinks and set things up, like put paintings up on the wall. That was a nice way of
doing it. That'd be fun. So anyway, let's get into it. Big and Strong, this pop-up. What is it? Tell me a bit about it. How did it come about?
It came about a year ago. We did our first one. We wanted to put on, we wanted to release some of our own work. I'd done a little collection. BB had made some jewellery.
And so
we decided to put one on. And it was actually here in the Box Quarter.
Oh, was it?
Just downstairs, yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why I've heard of it.
Yeah, it was just the three. It was us and a friend the first time round. And it was just super successful. We had, surprisingly big turnout.
It was spilling out onto the streets.
It was a lot more than I was probably actually here.
So then we just thought, wow, there's like really a demand for this here.
Yeah, cool.
And so we wanted to make it bigger and stronger and get more people involved, and it's just grown every time we've hosted one.
Yeah, we've got 30 plus people involved.
Wow,
which is huge. All New Zealand makers, designers.
Yeah, right. Cool. And so you guys yourselves are also selling. What are we selling?
I am a jeweler. BB May is my brand name. So lots of kind of liquid silver forms, kind of fantasy vibes.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love that. And you?
My label's 39, and I do women's clothing. I work in costume.
Yeah.
So I do lots of corsetry, and yeah, those kind of worlds.
Love that.
Come across.
That's so cool. So that's kind of like, it's quite a good snapshot, right? Because jewelry, clothing, like, it's kind of all this sort of homemade, like, boutique nice stuff.
Yeah.
What else can people expect to see there?
We've got vinyl from Relics
Music
Dunedin.
Well done.
Actually, my parents own that business.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And we've got lots of ceramics. We've got paintings. We've got perfume. We've got terrariums. What else have we got? Books.
Wow, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
huge coverage. And it's in Littleton this time.
Yes, it is. It's being hosted at The Heads, which is 24 Canterbury Street.
Now, I don't know if I've heard of The Heads. Should I have heard of The Heads?
It's not operating anymore, but it's made a resurrection for Big and Strong.
Okay.
So it's just opposite the Shroom Room, just a little bit further up
the hill. Yeah. I know where you are. Yeah.
It used to be like a secondhand clothing store.
Right. So now it's quite a big space, isn't it? It's kind of just one big open room.
It's actually a house, and the downstairs lounge has been like converted into a shop.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that'll be ideal for it then.
Yeah.
So when is it on?
Opening night is this Friday.
Nice.
5:30 PM, and we'll have heaps of drinks. We've got lots of awesome sponsors. H2Yo, Joy Wine, Good Shit Soda, Liquorland Carlton.
Hell yeah.
We've got Cakes by Anna. Then it runs every day from the 2nd till the 16th, 10 till 4.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's on a while.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't realise that. Oh, cool. Is there This is such a boring question, but because I'm boring. Is there, like, good parking?
Ooh. Okay, on a Saturday, no.
Yeah, yeah,
but
right.
Get in early and, like, make a day of it, I reckon. You know, you've got the market on. You've got, you know, the other wee vintage store.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
do the rounds. I think there's actually also NG space, which used to be on, is it St. Asaph?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
They're doing, they're doing like a pop-up out in Littleton as well, around the same time.
Oh, wow. Oh, good time to be out there then.
Yes. Yeah.
So how did this all actually come about? Were you kind of just wanting to sell your goods? And
it was like our first collections that we'd made.
Yeah, right.
And I think we just wanted to release them in a way that brought people together, could actually see them in person.
You want people to touch your work.
Yeah, totally.
Especially with everything being online these days, I guess. And, yeah, then it just got bigger.
That's so interesting you say that, because I used to, like, proudly call myself, like, an online shopper, and I'd spend all my time shopping online. And then, like, I don't know, I felt like I got worse at it because I want to touch all the shit and buy them before I buy it. It's so interesting.
So many people that came in both times, with especially with like getting designers in from Auckland and Wellington, they were really excited to be able to finally see it in Christchurch.
Yeah,
because there's
no one
no one stocks any of that work in
totally.
Christchurch. That's
no,
all
they
over
don't.
Auckland. But people follow these people online.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a real cool thing to see people
enjoying. Yeah, that's
enjoying
such a good point.
The work.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. What you're doing is really cool. And, I adore your lifestyle, really. It's just fantastic.
Can I just plug our website real quick?
Oh, go nuts. No, plug anything.
Thank you. If you can't make it to the shop itself, we'll be running a big and strong website where we have most, but not quite all, of the stock we'll have in store. And you can find that through the Big and Strong Instagram.
Hell yeah. Plug anything else you've got as well.
Also, we've got Tom's Cafe. Tom's going to come out on Saturday the 9th. He's going to have pink buns, coffee, sandwiches from 10 till sold out.
Damn, you've got some good vendors.
Yeah, we've tried.
Nice. Hey, well done. And, like, it's so cool that you're putting stuff like this on. And I know me personally, like, my calendar is filled with stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Like, what you do occupies people's lives. Like, it's really, really special. So, thank you so much for coming in and joining me this morning. To our audience out there, Big and Strong pop-up going for 2 weeks from Saturday. There is an opening night, 5:30 on Friday, 24 Canterbury Street.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you,
Liam.
Thank you.